Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day, January 1st, the octave day of Christmas, Solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. The Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Commentary by Father Manel Valls y Serra, Barcelona, Spain. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. Today, the Church gratefully reflects on the Virgin's maternity as a model of her own motherhood to all of us. Luke offers the meeting of the shepherds and the boy, who is with Mary, his mother, and with Joseph. Joseph's discreet presence reflects his important mission as guardian of the great mystery of the Son of God. Altogether, shepherds, Mary and Joseph, the infant lying in the manger, form a beautiful image of the Church in adoration. The manger. Jesus is placed there as a veiled reference to the Eucharist. It was Mary who put him there. Luke speaks of an encounter, of a meeting between the shepherds and Jesus. Faith does not materialize without the personal experience of an encounter with the Lord. Only that meeting, which has brought with it seeing, and in a way touching, allows the shepherds to become witnesses of the good news, true evangelists who made known the message that had been told them about this child. A first fruit of the encounter is pointed out for us here. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. We need to ask for the grace of being able to arouse that fascination, that admiration in those with whom we talk to about the gospel. There is still a second fruit of this encounter. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. The adoration of the child fills their hearts with enthusiasm for communicating what they have seen and felt, and the communication of what they have seen leads them to prayer and thanksgiving, to the glorification of the Lord. Mary is an example of contemplation, for she kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. She gave us Jesus, whose name means God saves. His name is our peace, too. Let's accept his holy and sweet name in our hearts and have it on our lips often.